This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 424 for Tuesday, June 7th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly weaker on Tuesday. The July contract down $11.50 at $1,112.20 per ton. New crop November down $3.30 at $1,039.30. Warm and dry weather in the eastern Canadian prairies should allow farmers in the region to make some seeding progress over the next week, after wet conditions earlier this spring caused planting delays. Meanwhile, dry parts of Alberta received some welcome precipitation. Strength in the Canadian dollar and losses in some outside markets, including European rapeseed, contributed to the soft tone in canola. However, soybeans and soy oil in Chicago were stronger on the day, and that provided some underlying support. Tight old crop canola supplies and uncertainty over the new crop also helped temper the losses. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher, while wheat moved lower. Soybeans were higher on the back of some solid end-user demand, the July contract up 29 cents at $17.28 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was 78% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's only 2 points off expectations and in line with the five-year average of 79% done. Emergence at 56% was well off last year's pace, but only 3 points behind the average. Corn is also higher, up 14 cents in July at $7.57 per bushel. U.S. corn seeding was 94% done, up 2 points from the average for this time of year, as good Midwestern weather over the past week allowed farmers to make some progress. The crop was rated 73% good to excellent and the first quality rating of the growing season. That's up slightly from trade estimates. Wheat, meanwhile, is lower. Minneapolis down 3 cents at $12.27 per bushel in the July contract. Kansas City wheat down 20 cents in July at $11.49 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's down 21 cents in the July contract at $10.71 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was pegged at 30% good to excellent. That's up 1 point from last week. The harvest is just getting started at 5% done. Meanwhile, spring wheat seeding continues to run well behind normal in the U.S., with 18% of intended acres still unplanted. Usually, U.S. spring wheat would be 99% seeded by this time. The ongoing uncertainty over the situation in Ukraine remains a feature in the wheat market. Talks between Russia and Turkey are set to take place tomorrow that could possibly lead to Russia allowing grain exports out of Ukraine. However, it's estimated it would take months to clean up the mines in the Black Sea to make movement out of Ukrainian ports safe again. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 7th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.